5-7, welcome to your Tuesday morning. If you're just jumping in, just joining us right now, you're on Radio Life and Style, of course, and a fresh start to a Tuesday morning, and a fresh new arrival in the car park just outside the radio station that is already turning heads and getting a bit of a chatter going. I've just had a quick look at a thing that I've never in my life seen such a petite, such a compact four-wheeled motor vehicle, and our friends from Airworks Racing are in the house to explain what the deal is with this new thing that has just landed on the KZN North Coast. They're the agents for it, and Les from Airworks is in the house alongside Reese, the man you'll see front of house if you pop through to Airworks today. Les, how you doing, my brother? Good to have you back in the studio.
Mike, good morning. Always happy to be here.
And Reese, how you doing?
Petite, I like that.
A petite, yeah.
Morning, Mike Leon. Awesome morning. Great to be here.
Reese, I don't think you'd be offended by me saying you're not very petite, but
not
even,
at all.
Even this thing can accommodate you and three other passengers.
Yeah, we pretty much fitted everyone my size, and we're probably on the 100 kg mark.
We're talking about...
Don't lie to the people in the radio. You've got to be honest now. Come now.
Okay, 110.
We're talking about... a thing called the Bajaj Cute.
Correct.
Spelled Q-U-T-E. Yes. This is the tiniest four-wheeled motor vehicle I have ever seen in my life. I mean, I remember years ago when the smart car came out, and that was like, wow, how tiny can you make it? That thing only had two doors. This thing has got four doors, four wheels, four seat belts,
yeah,
and at a price that I don't think anyone can touch, because, I mean, what is this thing going for at the moment, Reese?
So it's going for $129,900, excluding on-the-road costs, obviously, but yeah, $129,900, four-seater car. It's a 217cc motor, so super cheap on fuel. Does about 3 litres per 100 acclaimed. Wow. So
we filled it up yesterday, 276 rand, and that should get you 290-300 kilometres. It's ridiculous.
What?
Ridiculous.
What are you talking about? That is nuts, especially, I mean, nowadays, with petrol being what it is. And obviously, everyone's looking at options to economize, shall we say. And this is, I think, going to be a seriously attractive option as a little run-around town car. And, I mean, who would you say would be the ideal sort of candidate or like a no-brainer as a potential customer for this ride?
You know, Mike, we were chatting, we were saying what most of the public are paying at the moment to get to work and back and that kind of thing, and you know, them catching a taxi, the average spend is about $500 a week.
That's a week, eh?
That's a week. $500 a week for the guys to get around. So if you run the numbers now, to finance this little car with a 10% deposit, is going to cost you about $2,500 a month. Plus, obviously, your insurance and a tank of fuel, right? And and if you work that backwards, you know, you could literally get three other guys to jump in with you on a car club, and give them a discount on their weekly spend or monthly spend, if you will.
Yeah,
they'll pay for the car, pay for the insurance, your fuel, and your transport for free.
I mean, that when you explain it like that, Reese, as the man on the showroom floor who's going to be dealing with the public and just selling these things, I mean, when you do the maths like that, it's an easy sale.
it's a walk-in sale. So basically converting most people from what they're using at the moment when it comes to like delivery drivers even. No more driving in the rain. So that saves everything.
And it's like... I mean, surprisingly spacious.
A take-a-lot guy. I mean, they're cruising around now in really clapped-out old Toyota Yarises and Tazes and, I don't know, all those old kind of cabbies that are going to let them down, cost them a lot of maintenance. Something like this, they can jam-pack with all their take-a-lot deliveries, and they got brand new motor, you know, a brand new vehicle, reliable motoring, and I think it ticks a box for a... Your commuter that just needs to get around and then go see their own, you know, their family in their own car for the weekend. It ticks a box for a take-a-lot driver, for a Checker 60-60 driver, for a youngster coming out of school that needs to get to college and back. It's the most affordable motoring money can buy.
And even though it is the most compact footprint I've ever seen in a four wheel.
We've been very polite in the compact.
It is street legal. I mean, this
street legal,
100% street legal.
All the South African roads. It meets all the requirements. It's got all your seat belts. It's got a spare wheel.
Fire extinguisher.
It tucked in there. I don't know how they did that, but it's there.
And a roof rack.
And it's even got a roof rack and carry 30 kilos.
So you put your surfboards on top, take your mates down to the beach.
Come on. I'd love to see that. As soon as that happens.
No. So we're going to do a lot of campaigning with it, and you're going to see some funny things driving around on the roof racks there. We only got it yesterday, hey? So our stock only arrived yesterday, literally. So the sticker guys are busy with our sticker kits, and you'll see it stick it up with our logos and everything else on it, cruising around. And we'll obviously use it a hell of a lot throughout the demo, throughout the Velito Pro and that kind of thing. And come in and take it for a drive, and come and see what it's all about. We're going to put some fun things on the top there, and it's a great, great, great little car. For the money, it's ridiculously good.
The Bajaj Cute, and retailing at the moment, what do you miss the numbers?
129,900.
Unreal,
right? So, yeah.
So, like, roughly, we just, the two and a half, amount.
Yeah, around 2.5, depending on, obviously, on the banks and stuff, but yeah, around that 2.5 mark.
Absolutely wild, man. Airworks Racing in Umhlali Village, these are the guys who are bringing it in. It's just arrived, and lots of other exciting hot offers in store at the moment. Any other notables that are worth a mention while we're on the radio?
Yeah, didn't arrive yesterday like it should have, but we've got a lot of our brand new RFN electric pit bikes coming in.
Electric pit bikes?
Yeah. So, and they are, she's so good, eh? They are so, so good. Anyway, we've got we're the first to have them in the country as well, across the dealer network.
You guys are leading from the front, eh?
Yeah, you know, we sleep at night, Mark. We sleep at night, and those are arriving, and we've got the range right from the literally like PW50 kind of electric size right up to the adult electric size, and then they just short of 90 grand kind of thing, and they are, yes, again, in fact. The first 10 of the medium range ones coming in are basically sold. So the guys are camping at our door for their stock to arrive.
Get phone calls every single day. Has it arrived? Really? So, yeah, I'm literally waiting outside for the truck.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of quad stock arriving again now. That's been we sold out on those, but they're about to arrive again now. And then just a whole range is there. You know, the Vespa range. We've got the Vespa range in the showroom. We obviously got a big range of normal scooters. You know, we KZN's biggest scooter dealer.
The new Covies are in.
And the new Covies are in, yeah. We've got the Covies. Yesterday, we got our first stock VOG Supermoto. That is a beast. First one in South Africa, actually.
Another first
in South Africa, yeah. So we like to sleep at night, and we look after the rest of the country in the day.
Yo, you're hearing it here, and if you're wondering where is all this excitement, well, based in Umhlali Village, Airworks Racing, much known and loved in the local motoring community. You will also find them online on Belito Connect if you are on that much loved local electronic directory, and you're hearing it right here on Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Belito. Reese, I predict you're going to get some walk-ins today. Some inquiries.
Can't wait, Mark. Are you in Milan?
I'm there, bro.
Mark, we were just saying, and you know me, I'm not a big special kind of guy. Like, I think every day is a special at Airworks. Well, I'm quite special. Anybody that walks in and buys the Bajaj Cute from us and mentions that they heard it on Radio Life and Style, we'll throw in the on-road fees.
Whoa!
So the first person, not all of them. So the first one to come in and says, "Listen, I heard you in Life and Style," and they have a look at it and they end up buying it. If they've mentioned Radio Life and Style, we will throw in the we'll sponsor the on-road fees for them on the first sale.
That's so cool! You heard it here, exclusive on your morning show, and brought to you by the good folk at Airworks Racing. Liz, Reese, guys, thanks for driving the cute through to the studio this morning.
I've got to get it back to the showroom.
Get it back. If you see it on the road, there's a little yellow beetle on. Give it a hoot.
Looks like a minion.
Minion. We've had Postman Pat vibes. We. But it's super cool.
It's going to be iconic. I predict it's going. There many memes are yet to arrive, and you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. Back to the music after a quick little commercial break.
Thanks, Mike.
Don't touch that dial.